Everything in this show is our opinions and not necessarily true.
And not necessarily our opinions either.
Yo, DJ Hawk Deck, drop the motherfucking beatbox, dog. Bring that next level shit. Yo, that's what I'm talking about. Check it out. Double socket, open your mouth quick as a bar. Kicks, motherfucker, dog skin, fist bar throw. Just like yo, 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 check out this hot flow. I go ball the name of M-R-N-J to the motherfucker A. Straining your brain like TV static. Check out the funky 3D graphics. Enter my digital zone, is out of cellophone on the microphone. I'm scoping, third eye strobing, mind open, sweat streaming, flesh gleaming, best feeling, high energy speaking, deep meanings, freak when I see things, like this chicken and G-string, can I touch you, friend?
B-boy, B-boy,
some crazy fuckers from South Africa called Die Antwoord. I imagine most of you have probably heard them by now. They're going huge on the internet right now.
Yeah.
And to get the full effect, you need to see the video. The guy that's singing, the main dude with all that, he's got these like chicken scratch tattoos kind of like all over him. And it's just so badass. And the chick is so weird looking. I can't tell if she's hot or not. She's like one of those kind of chicks where
she's
like super
like
unique, but
mascot outfit at one point. It's hard to even see her.
Yeah, true.
I think she's hot just because she's so creepy, but I'm into creepy
chicks. She is kind of got that hot creepiness.
Yeah, and then the one guy looked like he was a Bushman or something.
Yeah, he looks like an alien.
An alien?
The little dude?
Yeah.
You're talking about the little dude? Yeah, he looks really fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
He looks, he obviously has some kind of disease, but he looks like an alien to me. He didn't look like a Bushman.
Well, hold on a sec.
But anyway, at first, I didn't know what this whole thing was about. I was just fascinated by this group. And then, that guy. No, that's not the guy I'm talking
about.
That's
not the guy I'm talking about either. I'm talking about the African guy.
But these guys are they're not actually, they didn't start off as Die Antwoord. They're like some kind of art project that they put on different characters, so they're not actually acting as their real selves. And when they do interviews, they actually ask the interviewer not to mention any of their previous work.
Really?
Yeah, like they did something before called Max Normal TV or .tv or something like that, I think it was called, allegedly.
That's weird. Okay. Oh yeah,
super fascinating, man. I'm like obsessed with these guys right now for some reason. I don't even know why.
How does something like that happen, eh? Like when there's these super creative people that are doing weird things, how do they turn into overnight sensations like that?
Overnight sensations, which is weird because they've actually been doing this for more than 15 years.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's just kind of like bam, and then all of a sudden they're huge.
Yeah, no, it's funny actually. Somebody had just told me there was a quote. I can't remember who said it, but the difference between genius and failure. Like, genius and failure both take 15 years to develop. And the problem is you don't know which side you're going to fall on until the end of the 15 years. Yeah, that's depressing.
That's so depressing.
But
very true.
But, yeah, we both already had pretty moderate success before at a young age. So, I don't know, young 30s.
Yeah.
So Die Antwoord, that's who we're listening to. This, by the way, is Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere, a podcast by Joel and Derek.
Is it?
I think it is.
I think you got the wrong podcast, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those damn intros. Fuck.
Yeah, you're the bane of your existence, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, so video games. What's the first Fallout or Comic Jumper?
We could talk about Fallout. Fallout New Vegas came out today.
And you said to me this morning, there's no fucking way I'm ever going to buy that game, I think was the exact quote
was my
that
quote
you typed to me. And Because you weren't a fan of the original, and then we read these reviews that are like inexcusably glitchy.
Yeah.
Words that are appearing in many reviews, and you're like, whoa. And I was skeptical. I was like, ah, reviewers, because the guy said I played it for 25 hours and it crashed 5 times. And I was like, that's not so bad. That's a crash every 5 hours. I can deal with that, you know.
And then what happened, Derek?
And then I played the game for 5 minutes and it crashed. And I didn't save, so I'm done, I suppose. I don't know. I'm gonna.
You got to hope that autosave worked.
Yeah, hopefully there's autosave. I can't believe that. Yeah, like Joel just came over right as I was finishing creating my character, and I walked outside and the game crashed. I didn't even get to see outside the first building. And that's pretty, I would say that's inexcusably glitchy. Yes, that's pretty bad. So,
and from the little I saw of it, yeah, it just kind of reinforced my, not a hate for the game. I don't really hate it. I'm just not into those environments. I don't like the post-apocalyptic stuff. It's just depressing to me. And I don't like walking across. I wasn't a huge fan of Borderlands either. Yeah. Just because of that fact. Like, if Borderlands was set, actually, I loved Borderlands when it released that zombie DLC, because that was all dark and green, and not just the zombies. It didn't even have to be zombies, to be honest. Just the environment itself was a lot more colorful than this just barren wasteland that,
The one thing I will say about Fallout New Vegas was the intro was good.
Yeah.
The movie that they played before the game started was good.
Let's go out and get it right now.
So if you like good 2-minute movies, go buy Fallout. Otherwise, wait a couple weeks to see if they fix these glitches, I would say. I might put it aside. I might shelve it for 2 weeks right now. Sit here and shelve it and check every day until I've seen an update, and not even consider playing it until I've seen an update. I'm
seriously considering. Even you said that five glitches in 25 hours isn't that bad. It is, dude.
It is
like
bad.
Any kind of glitch is,
I'm just saying,
so annoying.
I could put up with it to play it when it first comes out. I would put up with a crash every 5 hours because I'm a very tolerant person that really wants to play the games the day they come out, right? So
yeah.
But anyways, I just love Bethesda games. I just want to say that too. I think the Oblivion and the Fallouts, and I think they're incredible at the
But Bethesda didn't
the lack
actually
of direction
do made. New Vegas, right?
No, they made the engine, and I don't. Yeah, you're right though. But Bethesda's name's on it.
Yeah,
but there was third party involvement for sure. But anyways, enough about Fallout, that piece of shit game.
Well, I guess we can't say much about it.
It's currently a piece of shit. We'll say that.
We have to say that.
Until there's an update, still a piece of shit.
And it kind of just looked like I don't know. Was never into it, so.
But anyway, so you want to talk about Comic Jumper, though.
Yeah, I got Comic Jumper.
You finished it yet?
Yeah, I finished it.
No,
you didn't pick it up, hey?
No, I've skipped all of these Xbox Live Ox. I don't even know if I'm going to get the Meat one.
Tomorrow Super Meat Boy comes out. So by the time you guys are hearing this, this should be today. And you should if you're thinking about getting it today, because it's cheaper today. It's only 800 points on launch.
On the first day, and then it goes up?
I think it's just the first day. It said launch, so I don't know what determines launch. Is that like a week? Is that a day? Like what is that? So, but I do know it's only 800 points right now.
And it's got a 90 Metascore, which is impressive for a
I think it's going to be super fun, man.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Classic platforming, and then didn't they promise like unlimited levels or something? Like new levels are going to keep coming out all the time?
Just keep coming out.
That's trippy.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Comic Jumper. I enjoyed it, but at the same time, I kept questioning myself why. Like, it's not. Explosion Man was a lot better. Who is Twisted Pixel is the same company that did Explosion Man, and I think the fun part about the game is the challenge of it, and I think that's why I kept playing, because it is really challenging.
Yeah.
And but not, you know, if you would think going from different comic genre to different comic genre that the gameplay would change a lot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, you know. There's a couple things where, you know, the one part, it's like asteroids, you know. And then, but most of it is just running and shooting or running and punching. The majority of it is running and shooting. And that was actually a downfall for me, because after a while, my trigger finger started getting really sore.
Harsh, yeah. Then my hands would get sore in the first 5 minutes. Then.
Because you're constantly just holding down shoot. There's no reason why not to.
Yeah.
You know, because there's just so many things coming at you constantly.
Yeah, I did. When I played the demo, I noticed that. And my observation was, I went and looked up screens of the other art styles. When I saw that the gameplay was exactly the same in all of the art styles, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just going to be a lot of the same thing. And
yeah, which it pretty much was. There wasn't a whole lot of difference. And then I'll go play a
game like Mafia or Spider-Man, which is a whole $60 game of the same shit for 10 hours, and I'm fine with that. I don't know.
And the humor was a hit and miss with me.
The humor was terrible.
Well, sometimes it was really funny though. Like sometimes I actually like found myself laughing out loud.
Yeah, I think I laughed out loud once or twice too, but most of the jokes were so bad.
Yeah, it was really bad. But the music is awesome when you go to the stats screen. I can't remember what the music is. I wish I could sing you a verse right now, yeah, but Twisted Pixels so funny.
Got some magic in their music for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's brilliant in a lot of ways, and it's kind of just meh in a lot of ways.
Harsh.
Yeah, so I don't know if I could recommend it or not. Like, I liked it. I'll play it through again for sure.
Cool.
So it's definitely worth it for me.
What else? Did anything else come? No, nothing's come out in the past couple of weeks. Fable 3 is next week. That'll be cool.
Fable 3 is next week, really? Yeah,
and Rock Band 3.
Yeah, Rock Band 3 was my like big pick from E3, man. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Just because the whole being able to play with an actual guitar, a 6-string guitar.
Yeah, imagine building a tuner into it. Oh my God, seriously, somebody should have come out with a peripheral that did it.
It sounds unbelievable. Like, it really does sound revolutionary to me.
Nice. Well, I can't wait to hear it, yeah. I can't wait to see. And it has a keyboard too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool.
It's going to be awesome, but again,
I hope you can buy a version that just comes with the keyboard.
What are you going to do with all that shit in your living room?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I hope you can buy a version that just has a keyboard, the game, and whatever thing you need to use your guitar, and doesn't give you drums and a new plastic guitar, which I don't need.
I guarantee that won't happen. There is no possible way that kit will be out. It'll be a full kit or nothothing at all. I seriously think so, man.
Why would they do that? They know there's so many people.
They're
going to
justify it in some way that this new drum kit is now 8 instead of 6 or whatever it was.
Well, we'll see. I'm not buying more plastic instruments. I'm done with. I've got my Beatles ones. I've got all of the Beatles, the 3 guitars and the drums, and I'm not buying any other plastic instruments after that. If I can't use those, I'm not buying the game.
Yeah, it'd be tough to justify it. Especially after buying the Beatles, because that was a nice set.
Yeah, there's no way I'm getting rid of those, and I've run out of room for everything. I could barely fit like the Fallout Collector's Edition in my closet. I'm now out of room for Collector's Editions completely. Fallout took the last space. You can see them here.
You and your Collector's Edition, dude.
Up there. See?
Look at that shit. Look at all the... Dude, what are you going to do with all those boxes? His whole closet right now is full.
Not the whole closet.
Dude. Look at how big much that Beatles takes up.
The Beatles one.
Then there's another
up
Beatles one over there.
And that
then
whole
there's
corner.
Like, dude, that whole, whole f- top section.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have a video game room one day. These entire boxes down here are nothing but old video game systems and games. I've got every single system going back to Atari and 30 games for each of them. So
okay.
One day, I'm going to have a huge fucking table, and I'm going to have all my games on, all my collector's edition. Everything will be on display, and it'll be worth it.
Are you going to invite people over and come
no,
to see
No, I'll look or? At it and love it, and I'll keep it till I'm 80, and then one day my grandchildren can sell it when they inherit it. But I'm never getting rid of any of it.
It ain't going to be worth shit, dude.
I don't know. I have the... Batman Arkham Asylum Collector's Edition. I have the Modern Warfare 2 fucking.
You know how many other
goggles.
People have that fucking shit?
Not many people in line bought it the night that I was out there, I'll tell you that. No, I know a lot of people have it. It's just for me. I was talking to Sean about it today. Like, I won't open my cards with my Fallout Collector's Edition. I won't open my chips. I like my Halo Reach came with like a air packed thing that I never opened. I just won't open. I don't even know what's in there.
Oh,
I don't even open it.
I don't even want to know what's in there.
No, I want to know, but I don't want to open it because I'm like, I'm retarded.
Oh man, that is funny. That so reminds me of that one Pierronage episode where Jeremy picked up the collector's edition.
Yeah.
It's like a box inside a, it's like a cooler box inside a box.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said to Kelsey when I brought the fob. Like, it's got a really
serious?
Good, I'm like, it's got a cool box. Check it out. It looks, it's like a worn leather box. Check it out.
Oh man, that's funny stuff.
All right, enough about video games.
So I had something else that happened happened last week, which is hilarious. I was told I was being sued because I called somebody a bad name on Facebook.
Really?
It was like part of my status.
Who did you call a bad name?
Well, I cannot mention his name because of now worries that what I say from here on out is now going to be used against me in court.
I just read an article yesterday that anything you post on Facebook or YouTube comments or anything is actually libel.
Is that not the biggest load of fucking shit you've ever heard, man? Like, you call somebody a bad name and they want to sue you.
Well, what's the bad name? Well, you can't say the bad name.
I can't even say the bad name now because
if it implies that they're somehow not good at what they do.
I didn't mention that at all. I didn't mention what he was doing or anything. I just said I couldn't figure out how to remove a friend from Facebook.
Yeah.
And so I said, can anyone tell me, you know, how to do this?
Yeah.
And then I mentioned the dude's name and then allegedly and I said I didn't say anything besides like what I thought of him, which is like, you know, calling him a jerk or something.
Okay.
And so I got an email from him saying he took a screenshot and he sent it to his lawyers. And
yeah, well, if he's actually going to pursue that, good luck, buddy. Have fun.
So without mentioning who this is, I'll tell you the story behind it. And that's and you need to know because it involves some comics and my comic. I was going to allegedly... So I was approached by this dude, and he wanted to do an iPhone application for the comic. And, you know, shit fell apart, and this guy just turned out to be a total scumbag that was just trying to take my shit, you know? And
or is he? Yeah.
Which is just so lame. I heard. I don't know.
You don't have to worry about anything. The only thing you can't say is imply that he's bad at what he does or that affect his business. If you want to call him a fucking douchebag, you can.
Which is pretty much what I did. I called him a piece of shit, you know, and that was
you
it.
Said
I
piece of shit?
No, I said piece of garbage.
Or is he? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's not libel.
Like, can anyone tell me how to remove blah from my friends? This piece of garbage, blah, from my friends list.
That is not fucking libel. You have nothing to worry about.
And all of a sudden, he freaked out, dude, and lost his mind, and sent me emails that he's like got screenshots of this. He's got his lawyers working on it.
He's an idiot. Laugh at
and
him.
I did, which is I laugh back at him like, this is just entertainment. Please, please come to me. You
what
are
piece
a
of
fuckhead.
Garbage? What's the
and
thing?
I kept going off on him about how what I thought about him.
What can he possibly? How can he possibly claim he's lost anything as a result of you calling him a piece of garbage?
Dude, he hasn't lost anything.
Well,
what, he thinks that I'm like a big TV star that is... He's one of those fuckers that...
And that you can't say. So just put a big beep in.
But fuck it, you know, I was listening to Bubba Love Sponge on Howard Stern the other day, and he's getting sued because he called some guy a pussy or something like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you can get sued, but then you can, like,
it
take the
ridiculous.
Guy to court for
did you hear about SeaWorld?
And...
Did you hear about the SeaWorld lawsuit?
No.
Well, it's how SeaWorld is getting sued because one of the killer whales killed one of the trainers, and their 10-year-old son witnessed this because it happened during a show.
Yeah.
So they're suing now, which is so can I sue because I saw the World Trade Center go down on TV?
Well,
I was
no,
emotionally scarred from seeing that. Can I sue because I was at a monster truck show and there was an accident?
Yeah, that you could sue for.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but World Trade Center, you didn't pay admission to be there and you weren't part witnessing a show that they were putting on.
I witnessed this stuff on TV.
I'm not saying the person's not a complete dirtbag for doing it. Of course they are, but I'm just saying
I think they
as
have,
far as
much
the law
as
goes,
I hate SeaWorld and the whole... I don't even want to get into that, like the whole captivity thing. I'm not even going to get started. But these people are...
I guarantee you, as soon as it happened, he was like, shit, we got our tickets, right? We can prove that we were here for this day, right? Like, I guarantee you that his mind immediately starts thinking something to the effect of...
There's no way that the courts should even entertain this, man, because it's just going to open a floodgate of this now.
Yeah.
And the fact that you are watching a massive animal, you know, that was never meant to be... It's a wild animal, a big, huge, gigantic fucking beast that you are trying to keep captive. You don't think one day one of them's not just going to snap?
I'm told they also starve the animals and only feed them when they do the tricks, which is why they do the tricks so willingly, because that's the only time they get food.
Allegedly. I wouldn't doubt it, man.
That's what I've been told. I don't know if it's true.
Did you really watch The Cove? I watched that the other day.
Actually, to avoid libel in all situations, whether it's SeaWorld or anything else, just always say, or are they, afterwards.
Or are they?
That's the
allegedly.
Allegedly. That's the Eric Cartman trick. So, right? We don't know if this guy's a piece. We think this guy's a piece of dirt garbage. Or is he?
Here, actually, let's get a soundbite for the earlier part. Allegedly.
Okay, there we go. So you're just going to
put
gonna
that
in?
I'm just going to edit that in.
Nice, do it. That's right. Okay.
So back to the SeaWorld thing. I think it's ridiculous, man. Anyone can sue for... You know how many accidents happen at NASCAR? Accidents happen all the time during live shows.
That's a little bit different than watching somebody.
What about hockey? What about hockey? What if some dude gets hit really hard and goes down? How many injuries are in hockey, man?
Yeah.
Next time I'm skating, I'm thinking I'm going to go, oh, fuck, for the rest of my life, I'm afraid of skating now. You got to.
You could try. I don't think it would hold up in court, but I think witnessing
this whole
a person
fact
getting eaten
people,
by a wild animal is a little bit more horrific than a hockey fight.
Yeah, but you.
Like,
that,
if you're in the
it's
stands
up to your
at
parents
NASCAR,
to do the parenting, to say to their kids, like, here's a lesson in life right here.
If
this is
NASCAR,
what happens when you try to tame a wild fucking beast. That's what happens.
I know. It's really not emotional scarring so much as it is education. That's
exactly
your point. what was I going
to
say, though?
Fuck all these fuckers, man, trying to sue people for this emotional bullshit.
In NASCAR, okay, let's say you're sitting with your loved one, and she's next to you in NASCAR, and a tire flies off a car, nails her in her head, and her bloody corpse falls in your lap, and you got to remember that for the rest of your life. You don't think you're deserving of some restitution for having, you were at NASCAR, and they didn't have safety
I'm
fences
I'm watching
up,
a big car go around a track, I'm 10 feet away from it. The only thing that's making me safe is this little 5-foot wall of concrete.
See, you have a personal responsibility. It's your responsibility.
It is.
If you go, you're taking that risk.
I think
they have signs up everywhere. Warning, you could die being here. That's what they should wear.
Somebody
at
died
SeaWorld,
at a Medicine Hat Tigers
warning,
hockey game. Or...
Warning, whales may eat traders. They have to have that sign there.
Or on the back of your ticket or something.
That's so funny. Warning. You may be witness to horrific treatment.
Well, there's
mutilation.
A reason why there's a warning on your hot coffee when you
this
pick it up from McDonald's.
This is definitely a bit by the now. I'm definitely doing a bit about this. I hope you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, what's next? We're going to cut out that fucking dead air that...
People love dead air, man.
Bring in Rickety Cricket.
Rickety Cricket.
That was a funny episode of It's Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny's getting better.
It's getting a lot better. Now, I saw one of those inflatable
yeah,
dudes.
I, saw one of those
and I just started laughing my ass off.
I didn't think of it, but now I just remember. Where did I see that? Is that on in Inglewood?
It was by just over here on Memorial here.
Yeah, okay.
But for those that were just referencing the It's Always Sunny episode where they buy a boat and they...
We talked about it in a previous podcast.
Did we really?
Yeah, de-dancing with it.
Wow, that last podcast was a while ago.
Yeah. So anyways, what else we got on the list to talk about? We're almost out of time here. I got a show tonight. I got to get going.
Oh, really?
We're roasting Mario Lopez tonight at the
Auburn.
Roasting
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, Mario
Sounds
Lopez.
Sounds like an easy roast.
I know, yeah. It's going to be funny. He's Mexican, so I'm going to say his cum tastes like Chipotle, or I've heard. I have to write jokes about all these fuckers. I still don't know what I'm going to say. I have to spend the next 2 hours writing jokes about every person on the show. I've never done it before.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be really not... I don't know if it's going to be good. We'll see.
Where's this happening?
At the Auburn, at the base of the Calgary Tower.
Nice.
Every Tuesday. LOL Tuesdays.
So, do I look like a white dude to you?
Yeah. You are a white dude.
I am a white dude.
I've met
your
parents.
But it's amazing how many people think I'm not.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Your skin's totally white. You're slightly tanned.
Slightly?
Just because you're in the sun occasionally, I
think. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. But again, I feel the need to address this. I've addressed this before, like I think many times, but I keep getting asked. Like you just tweeted nonstop these last couple weeks. I have to ask you, like, what ethnicity are you? Are you half black or like, and sometimes white isn't even a possibility. Some of the choices they give me, like, are you Asian? I don't think Asian's ever been one, but
yeah, I don't know what their problem is.
It's
especially
hilarious.
In Pironage, it's almost like they whiten you up. You seem whiter.
They whitened me up.
Don't you think? You seem
every day I was in that powder room, man. Like,
your skin seems brighter. I think it's just because you're so shaved on.
Are you talking about the TV show or the web series or both?
Both. Just FPS Doug looks like a white dude to me for sure.
It's probably because I'm fully shaved and most of the time I walk around with a beard and some hair on my head.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. We've thrown out the theories that it could be the lips. We don't know. It might be the lips.
It could be on my lips.
But that's racist.
Yeah, I guess you can't say that.
Yeah. Bleep that out, too.
Allegedly, that's racist.
We should just censor this whole episode, censor things that
just
don't even...
Just using one long beep?
Yeah, well, no, not the whole thing, but just randomly censor something that didn't even need to be censored. Because so much of it's going to be bleeped out and edited.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have a disclaimer at the opening too. Disclaimer: Derek and Joel are not responsible for anything that for their own opinions. Yeah. Just we'll say it right now. Everything in this show is opinions and not necessarily true.
And not necessarily our opinions either.
Well, it's not necessarily an opinion all the time. Sometimes it's just a discussion of fact. But anyways, I don't even know what we're talking about now.
So PP Pironage DVDs will be coming out in around the April-March area, I think, more in the March.
That's good to know.
From what I've been told.
I can't wait to see the DVD menus they put together because the first ones were so cool.
Were awesome. There should be a lot of cool extras, too.
Nice.
Extra scenes and deleted scenes and bloopers and everything, man. I think it's going to be
October
gonna be
nip
really
slips.
Awesome. October nip slips everywhere.
In the extras.
Huh. Yeah, she's a
You did just say that. Libel shit.
Libel.
That's going to get bleeped out.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Or is she?
Fuck this podcast. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
We'll see you bitches next
week.
Wait,
one more thing before we go. The Going to Hell. No one is in Calgary that listens to this. I don't know, but they're Going to Hell Halloween show on Halloween night. If you're going to party Friday and Saturday, come down to Balance Lounge, downtown Calgary on Halloween day because we're going to be having a show. We're giving away $100 in candy. Ooh. And it's going to be a wicked show. It's only a $10 admission.
Not going to be all Tootsie Pops, are they?
No, we're going to have some great stuff. I'm going to go get some fancy truffles, and then there's going to be some regular stuff.
Don't put turtles in there, man. I'm allergic to turtles.
Okay,
nothing with
no
nuts.
Turtles. Yeah, seriously, no nuts. That's a good point. I'll make sure to avoid nuts. Or if the nuts are there, they're packaged as
totally winning that shit.
What do you think? I'm going to sneak a turtle in another packaging that doesn't obviously say turtle on the front? It's your responsibility not to eat the goddamn turtle. You ate some banana loaf at my house once.
That was so your fault. I even asked you before if there was nuts in
it. No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't.
You didn't. You ate the, you
I did
ate the
after
banana
the fact.
Bread. You ate the banana bread, and then you looked at me and said, does this have nuts in it? And I said, yeah. And you said, are you trying to kill me? That was what you said. I didn't even know you had a nut allergy.
I told you many times before.
Yeah, I guess maybe, but I'm not going to remember that shit.
Pay attention to that.
So anyways, yeah, come down to Going to Hell Sundays on October 31st, Balance Lounge, downtown Calgary, 16th Ave, 14th Street, Southwest. We're going to have a wicked time. Give away candy, drink.
Oh, hey, we're on iTunes now.
On iTunes now too. Yeah. So
I guess
subscribe.
We should mention that. But so yeah, that's cool. I guess it was a big pain in the ass.
Well,
allegedly.
Allegedly. iTunes is allegedly difficult to work with. Apple, it's the third thing I've developed. Made an iPhone app, an OS X app, and now applied for an iTunes podcast. And all three of them, while they're not impossible, they're definitely obfuscated. Like, it didn't need to be that complex. It really didn't. And anyways, that's my experience developing for Macs anyways.
Nice.
All right.
This podcast went all to hell.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the final version. I'm going to listen to it for sure.
Okay, we'll see everyone next week.
All right, later.
The fucking antwoord.
What does that mean?
The answer.
Answer to what?
Whatever, man. Fuck.